You're listening to the Jason Gregor Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. All Silverados and Truck Nation overlay, 10 to 15 specials with cash rebates or payments. All trucks are showing max factory rebates. Learn more at LakewoodChev.com. First noticed this watching when Bonino was chirping Crosby on Twitter and stuff about his first pitch. And then I saw him standing behind the mound and I was like, what's he standing on? And I knew he had an injury. And then I'd Google it and there was a story that came out and there's this new piece of equipment, kind of new technology that's a hands-free crutch. For anybody out there who's ever had crutches, and for people who have, you know, I'd have to have crutches for a long time, you'll notice that it's very inhibitive of what you can do. And then there's a new thing called, it's the iWalk, and it's been in the States for a while, but now it's available in Canada. And we have Kathleen Cesarin joining me in studio. She, of course, is she's a chief executive officer at Accelerated Orthopedic Services. She's a licensed practical nurse, an LPN for short, ORT, FCN, a lot of other letters behind her name. 10 years of nursing experience, surgery, emergency orthopedics. Kathleen, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm excellent. So now we actually did a fitting on this. I'll show the pictures because I was very intrigued by it when I saw it because my father had crutches for years when he was a kid and he really could only do swimming, couldn't do any other activities. And he talked about how frustrating it was and limiting a lot of things he could do. So when I saw this, I was quite intrigued by it. So I guess tell me, first of all, what is really the iWalk hands-free crutch?
What is it? It's a hands-free crutch. It's an award-winning alternative to these traditional crutches that you were just mentioning are terrible. It's just it's a device a lot of people endearingly nickname the pirate leg or a peg leg. So if you can imagine what that looks like, and essentially the device straps around your upper thigh and your knees at a 90 degrees, and it rests on a knee pad, and then of course there's a part at the bottom that has a foot that just basically replaces your lower leg. Yeah.
Now, what type of injuries work for people who are injured? What is this for?
It's for almost any lower leg injury. You can use it for foot fractures, sprained ankles, Achilles tendon ruptures, plantar fasciitis. If you're trying to offload a wound, if you have calf muscle tears, things like that. Pretty much anything below the knee.
And obviously below knee amputations,
yes,
right?
Yeah, we've fitted people successfully for below knee amputations. And what they do is they use it to help prepare them before they get their prosthetic. And then they keep it as a backup for when they don't want to use their prosthetic, for instance, in certain weather or sandy places. And when their prosthetic goes in for repair, which is quite a common issue.
So now this is new in Canada really just lately, and you're the only company in Edmonton who offers it with the service where you will come fit the person, right? Because that's the key. I know we went through a fitting with, and I actually tweeted out some photos of it because at first I look at it, I'm like, oh, I'm a guy. I can put this together. It's like IKEA. Let's figure this thing out. And you put the straps on and away you go. And then there were so many things I didn't think about, like how high you have to have it up resting in your inner thigh so you're going to be able to walk properly, because the last thing you want to do is fit this incorrectly. And sure, you could probably get around on it, but then it's just going to cause other problems in your other hip or your other knee or
exactly.
Other leg.
Exactly, yes.
So with the iWalk 2.0, if we want to call it, I guess this is like the second version of it. That's why they call it 2.0. Mm-hmm. Why do you think right now it's better than the old school traditional crutch?
Well, everybody who's tried crutches, traditional crutches, know they're they're very impractical. They suck. They've been around forever. But they're hard to walk in. They're hard to go up and down stairs. Your armpits get really sore, bruised. A lot of people with poor upper body strength or shoulder injuries have a really hard time with crutches. A lot of times people get injured with multiple trauma, and so they have a shoulder injury and a lower leg injury, and so they can't use traditional crutches. Most of all, it just prevents people from being independent because your hands aren't free. And so you can't cook, you can't work. And so people tend to just sit around and be a lot more immobile than what is possible with the iWalk.
Now, is this more so for people then that are having more of a long-term? Like if you have a sprained ankle and you go to the hospital and they give you crutches for 3 days, obviously you're not going to get the iWalk because it's not that. It's more so for long-term. Is it pre or post-surgery?
Oh, so this is for post-surgery. Most people who get crutches for the injuries I mentioned are going to have on average 4 to 6 weeks of of time where they have to be offloading that lower leg where they can't walk on it. So it's a fantastic option for that. If you, you know, if you've just sprained your ankle for 3 days, then yeah, maybe not. But for all those other injuries, then it's a very cost-effective device. It's covered under most people's insurance. And
really? It's covered under insurance?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's huge for people out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, WCB covers it and all of that. So it's a very cost-effective. And for 4 to 6 weeks or 8 weeks, I have some customers who have had crutches or would need them normally for, say, 3 months. Where they've had an extensive, say, ankle surgery or something, it's just given them their life back.
Kathleen Cesarin joins us from AO Services. We are talking about the new iWalk hands-free crutch. Now, what are the requirements for somebody? Like, obviously, they have to be injured, but is there some safety issues that a person has to be able, like how physically able do you have to be to walk around in one of these?
Oh, certainly. And when people call us, that's the first thing we do is screen them on the phone. And just we ask them a lot of questions to make sure it's right for them. You have to have average strength and balance in your unaffected leg and foot. You have to have been able to go up and down stairs with no issue prior to your injury. You have to be able to balance on your unaffected leg for about 30 seconds. If you, it does require good balance on your good leg. It fits about 95% of people if you're between 4'10 and 6'6. There's a weight capacity of 275 pounds. Your injury obviously is only to one leg. You have to be able to bend your knee to a 90 degrees.
So it can't be above the leg.
No.
Because we had a few texts saying my dad needs hip surgery. This sounds like a perfect alternative, but if you have hip surgery, you can't do it.
No. Anything above the knee is a no-go. Yeah.
Just because of the motion?
Because that's the benefit of it is because it gets you up and mobile. You would be using all of your upper leg muscles and your hip, just like you do when you're normally walking. So, of course, if you have injury to your upper leg or to your hip, then it wouldn't be appropriate.
How long would it take for somebody to get fitted?
When people give us a call, we come to their house usually within 24 to 40.
Oh, they don't have to come to you.
We go to them.
Okay.
Convenient. We go to their house, Edmonton and area, within 24 to 48 hours. And we spend whatever time it takes. The average is about 45 minutes to an hour. And we come into the home and we fit it appropriately. And then we stay there and we train you in and out of your house, up and down your stairs, in and out of your car, doing your regular activities in your kitchen. Those types of things to make sure you are safe and confident using it. If you're not safe and confident using it, then we don't leave it with you. But we take whatever time it takes for you to feel like, confident that it's going to work for you and answer all your questions.
Now, if you have an ACL or an MCL injury, would this be appropriate?
No, that's a knee injury. Those are very common as well, but no. The name of it is deceiving. It's called a knee crutch, hands-free knee crutch, and you do have your knee and your lower leg resting on it. The weight is distributed along the length of your shin, but there is still some pressure on your knee. So no, knee injuries are not indicated. We have spoken to specialists about patients who have had knee replacements.
Okay.
It seems to be surgeon-specific. So if you have a question and you really want to use it, then and you've had a knee replacement, we would refer you to your surgeon to just make sure that they're okay with it before we fit you with it.
Okay. Andrew's wondering, his wife needs a foot surgery in the fall. Would this take place of a knee walker?
Yes. We do carry those as well.
So the knee walker, that's the one was that the blue thing you brought in where it's like you kneel on and it's got handlebars?
Yeah. Knee scooter, knee walker. Okay. The names are interchangeable. That's a great option for people who don't qualify for the iWalk. So we do sell and rent those as well. Most people don't know about this iWalk, so they just...
Yeah, the iWalk's very new. The knee scooter's been around for a while.
Yeah, a few years. So, and we always, like I said, screen people, and we 99% of the time are able to fit people with either a knee scooter or the iWalk.
Now, the iWalk would be, well, it's just... It allows more freedom. You can get it around. Can you wear it in the shower?
Yes, you can. You can wear it in the shower. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's huge for people with balance issues and different things like that. You can be more secured.
Yeah, it is. The bottom of the iWalk, the foot of it, is quite grippy. It's quite large, actually. A lot of people are surprised when we fit them. They think, oh, it's going to be this little tiny peg leg bottom. But it's quite large, bigger than a deck of cards, and it's quite stable. And yeah.
Yeah, I've actually tweeted out. We got Earl, who is listening, and he has tweeted out. He says, hey, guys, the best alternative to crushes, orthopedic doctors recommended. And he tweeted out a few pictures of him using it and stuff. And it's,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so it's definitely, it's kind of thing now. I noticed there's a lot of athletes that have used this. Obviously, mm-hmm. Nick Bonino is the one that got it. But I was looking it up, Tyrone Woodley. So it's obviously for elite-level athletes for sure. But really, it's more the everyday person. And basically, when an elite-level athlete uses it, to me, it suggests that obviously they say it's a competent product, number one. And number two, it's for people that are looking to have the quickest road to recovery.
Exactly. And that is the interesting thing. It's not just offloading the injury that you're not supposed to be weight bearing on while you're, and you, I'm sure you can attest to it, when I fitted you with it, it's quite a workout.
I was surprised. Like, yeah. I walk around there and you're just like, wow. Now, granted, I'd only ever had crutches once for like 3 days. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was kind of fun for a bit, but then it gets annoying because you can't do anything with your hands. But just walking on it, mm-hmm. it literally took me about a minute to get somewhat comfortable. But it was more so you were like, no, walk normal. Because I was kind of being cautious, like I was limping. Mm-hmm. But you're like, no, you just got to walk normal. And it's more of, I think, a mental thing than anything else.
Yeah, it is. Your brain really makes the transition very quickly if you just stop concentrating on it. Of course, we make sure you're safe when we're training and you know how to use it. But as I was mentioning, it can really decrease the amount of rehab that people may have after they've been offloaded for that 4 to 6 week period of time, because they're up and they're mobile. They're using their core muscles. They're using their back muscles. They're using their upper legs. And so the muscle atrophy throughout the body is decreased. And therefore, that does also promote blood flow to the injured leg. So overall, the healing can be somewhat improved and the rehab time can be shrunken right down.
Tim asks, if it's covered by, you mentioned it's covered by your basic coverage, does the doctor have to recommend it or can you ask for it?
That's a good question. That's really insurance company specific. What we always tell people is check with your insurer. You don't need a prescription for it.
Okay.
But like so from a medical perspective, but some insurance companies insist that you have it. For the most part, most of the insurance companies don't seem to require it, but it's up to you to check. Yeah.
So you just have to ask and say, hey, and mm-hmm. I would now, do you deal with the insurance company on behalf of the person?
If they're having some trouble, then yeah, we do help and step in. But most of the time it's a mobility device. So most people's insurance plans cover it.
Can you run with it?
I've seen people truck along pretty fast with it. I wouldn't recommend going for a jog with it, but you can certainly walk and walk quite normally with it.
And is this, how permanent? Could this be a year-long thing for somebody? How often do we have to adjust it? Like the knee pad, does it wear down?
Most of the time, for the length of time people are using it, it's not required. I haven't had anybody come to me needing a replacement. So, yeah.
Kathleen Cesarin joining us. She's the Chief Executive Officer from AO Services. Check out their website, which is simple, aoservices.ca. And on there, it basically outlines, can you book an appointment on your website or is it best to call?
It's best to call or email. Message us on Facebook, however, and then we contact you. And like I said, we go through that screening process, make sure it's right for you. And, you know, and then we go from there.
So it's new to Canada. It's been in the States for about 5 years. It's new to Canada. You're basically the only place in Edmonton that has it. Have you noticed, are more people now, because we've had a lot of texts about the scooter. They didn't hear about mm-hmm. this one. So is this replacing, is this just a better, more functional model than the knee scooter?
I would say overall, it would be my top choice for anybody who is trying to offload a lower leg injury.
And it's, you sell just, both. I just want to
yeah,
clarify
we do,
that.
Yeah, we do both. But for the folks that, it like I said, it does fit 95% of people. For the folks that it doesn't work for, then we have the knee scooter, you know, and that's a fantastic option. We probably do half and half.
Does the knee scooter work better for kids then? Like, because I know there's a height, you mentioned mm-hmm. the height's got to be at least 4 feet, 10 inches. So for kids who have injuries mm-hmm. Below the knee, is there a knee scooter for kids who are 7, 8, 9?
Absolutely. We do have pediatric versions as well as all-terrain versions for people who are very active, having to navigate rough terrain, or who are quite tall and quite heavy. There is no pediatric version of the iWalk currently, but I know they're looking into it.
No, what do you mean by pediatric version?
Like a child version.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. The other thing I noticed, there's a few other things that have come in recently, and there's always advancements all the time, but you have the medical foot care, because a lot of people have real problems with their feet, especially diabetics.
Absolutely.
So what's some of the medical foot care stuff you guys have now that's new?
So that's another service that we provide is, like you said, medical foot care. What we do is we do full lower leg assessments, including circulation, skin, nails. We do diabetic foot screening. There's a lot of people who don't even know that they're starting to have symptoms. One of the earliest symptoms of diabetes is loss of sensation in the feet and in the hands, but specifically the feet. And so we do a diabetic foot screening with all of our clients, and that can be really a proactive way to deal with that issue before you even, you know, were aware, which usually the first sign is somebody getting a wound or something happening that they didn't, they got that injury because they weren't able to detect, say, a cut on their foot, or they stepped on something sharp, or there was something in their shoe because they've lost that protective sensation. So we do that. And then, of course, anybody who's a diabetic, we're very passionate about helping these types of people. Anybody who's diabetic really needs to be having professional medical foot care done. It just has to be part of their regime to make sure that they detect problems early and they're treated in a timely way to prevent complications such as baloney amputations, which are very, very common for diabetics.
Kathleen, great stuff. Really love this product. I thought it was pretty cool that you're one of the first places in Canada to have it, the only place in Edmonton, and the in-house service, I think, to get it fitted properly. I put some pictures up on my Twitter about the fitting, just to show people if they want to see exactly how it looks. Mm-hmm. Of course, the best way to see all of the products that they have, go to aoservices.ca. Kathleen's phone number is right on the front page. The email's right there, info@aoservices.ca. And you offer a free opportunity. If somebody's not sure if it's for them or not, you'll offer a free service. Just come out, we'll show it to you. Just do a test run, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll come out, do a free demo, and let you check it out, try it out, and see what you think.
Fantastic. So anybody who feels you got surgery coming up, and you're like, man, I don't want to be on crutches for 6 weeks or 2 months, check out aoservices.ca. And when you're there, ask for Kathleen.